nearly every single week,
traveling all over the country for very profound programs, which the entire nation is very appreciative to this government. I must state from the onset, Honorable Minister, that again there was extraordinary wisdom from His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zambia to make the formation of the Ministry of National Guidance and Religious Affairs. I have always sung that to me, this is the anchor ministry to all the ministries. It guides us, it directs us, it gives us wisdom. Now, like you have rightly mentioned, His Excellency the President came to the Copper Belt last year, and we met at Beacon of Hope. And he made a very firm and solid statement that we have done a lot of empowerments, the youths, the women, all over. We don't want the church to be left behind. The President realizes that all of us belong to churches, whether somebody drinks, whether he's insulting. But even if a person dies today, if he was a thief, the following day, oh, he was going to use it. He was a Catholic. They will still identify a church. So we all come from these churches. And therefore, there was a lot of prudence from the President, of course, with your ministry, to empower our churches around. What is of high significance to me, like what you have mentioned, is to have accountability. There must be order, there must be sanity. We may not benefit we may not manage every single church, ma'am, but it's a gradual process. And to me, I'm very excited. You have a section, a pedigree of pastors on the Copper Belt that are level-headed. They always work with the government of the day. Yes. You go to Chingola, come to Ndola itself, Kitwe, Kaluluji, Ufanyama, Mpong, including the chiefs. They are working closely with His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Zambia's government, Dr. Edgar Chagwalungu. In the absence of knowing God keenly, we can't develop as a nation. You are seated in this auditorium or in this office because God has destined it. If He wanted, you'd have been melting by now. So we want to thank God because the President realized that he cannot run the affairs of this country in the absence of God. He's the anchor for our life. So in all this, we demand that there will be sanity, and definitely I'm pretty certain we have got pastors here that know what to do. We will always get your counsel. When we get to the meeting, please give us some guidelines with our technical team to make sure that this exercise is a smooth one.
Yes.
The Bible reminds us we are not dealing with the God of confusion, but of order. And where there's unity, the Bible reminds us, God commands, He rushes, He commands a blessing. To me, I'm extremely excited. Honorable Minister, you are dealing with a very huge province. We are number two to Lusaka in terms of population. This is the biggest contributor to the GDP of this country in terms of economy because of the mining sector and, of course, prominently the agricultural sector in Mpongwe, Masaiti, and Rufanyama. So far, the President is doing fine here, and the church, your church, is doing extremely well. Yeah, we are always working together. I've got a young man, Mr. Nore, that is always up to date, and he advises us what to do. It's a very critical ministry, ma'am. Otherwise, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.